Howdy, gentlemen. You still here? Well, I've had a couple of beers now, so that's really made me a lot smarter.
Hey, Solomon.
Yeah?
Why don't you tell us what's wrong with the younger generation?
Well, just let me have another sip of my beer. Well, here goes. Well, the younger generation has changed, of course. Mostly because a lot of them were spoilt when they were young. They were treated so special and protected in every way. But when they're in the real world, without all the protection, they're quite weak, vulnerable. And you talk to them, and when you do get an answer back, they're always usually about the same answers.
Why is that, Solomon?
Well, I'll tell you what I think. When these young people wake up in the morning, the first thing they do is check their phones. And they're looking at their phones every 10 minutes or so, all day. So they're all getting about the same information all the time. And all they do is take that information in, and when somebody asks something, they spit it back out. They don't seem to think about it, they just repeat it. And they believe everything their phone tells them 100%. Most people where I work, the younger people, always have chargers or a different battery. They never are down for very long. They can't be. That's their life. If they're going to go out in the evening, of course they take their phones. But let's say they forgot their phone. They would go all the way back to get their phone. Or maybe cancel going completely. Because the people would still be there, but they wouldn't have their phone. And their phone is their whole life. The younger people don't seem to be individuals. They all seem to be a member of a cult. Well, I remember when I was a young man, we all listened to all sort of different type of music. And there was a great variety of music in my day. But today, there's usually just one bit of music the same, isn't it? The same beat. It sounds like a hammer hitting the wall. That's the beat in pretty much every song. And these young people can listen to that all day. It kind of puts them in a sort of a trance, I guess. And to me, it does seem such a waste of a young life. And they don't seem to understand that they're being ripped off. They're paying sometimes £70 a month for their phone contract. Companies are making almost the exact same phone every year, with a little tweak, and charging double. And unfortunately, the young generation is absolutely, completely hooked. And unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be getting any better because they're making it so that you have to have your phone to make transactions. They're also connected to the World Wide Web 24/7 now. But you want to believe that they're checking on your whereabouts and what you're doing. Soon, I guess they'll skip buying the phone and then impregnate you with one or a chip or something at birth. I myself am a lover of technology. But the mobile phone has made people slaves and far too dependent on it. And the younger generation just say I'm an old fogey who doesn't like change. But they are the ones that are suffering. They're not living like young people should. All the experiences I had, they will never have. Unless maybe they watch it on their phones. When I was younger, I used to be a sort of a anti-TV person. Because people used to just sit there and stare at the screen for hours. You just have to look at them to see that they're, well, they're not really there. That's why they call it the idiot box. What do you people out there think about it? It's a bit like when they advertise for gambling now, they say, gamble responsibly. But I don't see any warnings about the phones, do you? And that's because the companies that make them are making far too much money and become very big and powerful. And they pay their governments to shut up about that information. The young people are letting the phones tell them what to do, what to say, and how to think. And after a few generations like that, they won't be able to think. If there's any young people listening to this, don't take it personally. It's just my belief. And I'm an old fogey anyway. Well, I guess after this video, I won't be getting my free iPhone anytime soon. And I guess I should be thankful for small mercies, eh? Time for another cold one. Take it easy, guys.
This video is going to be 4 minutes and 55 seconds about.
How'd you know that?
My phone told me.
Yeah, shit.